Hello once again and welcome to the Music Review Database podcast for the 7th of April 2013. And today we're going to talk with Chris Bryant, aka Signs of Life, an American downtempo and ambient producer from the Bay Area in California. He released his first album, Language of the Ancients, earlier this year, and last week he released his newest effort called Branches in the Sky on Arecibo Records. We're going to speak with him about his production process, about what music means to him, and the ambient revolution. I hope you have as much fun listening to this as I am making this, and I'll see you, as always, on the other side. Could you introduce yourself to our listeners and readers who don't know you yet?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Signs of Life, aka Chris Bryant. I'm 35 years old. I'm a professional guitar instructor and ambient musician, and I live in a town called Los Gatos, and that's in California in the beautiful Bay Area.
And what's the story behind your stage name, Signs of Life?
Actually, Signs of Life comes it has a very specific meaning behind it. The two ones in signs and life are eyes, are our ones. So the Highway 101 it runs up and down the coast over here, going all the way from Canada all the way down to the ends of the United States down into San Diego. And so that sort of connection between that highway, it's such a beautiful stretch with all these coastal redwoods, and it's such a wonderful drive that I decided to incorporate into my name. You know, and sort of like make that association with myself and with all the landscape and all the mountains that run in between that.
Could you tell me a bit about your musical background? Did you grow up in a musical family, for instance?
No, I didn't actually. And that's what's interesting. I mean, I play guitar for a living and I do ambient music on the side, but neither my parents or my grandparents, for that matter, were musical. My father was a businessman, and my mother and my sister are both politicians. So to me, I think I have somewhere along the line, I got some crazy gene in me that gives me that artistic ability. I've always been interested in the arts ever since I was a lot younger. I love the visual arts. I'm a painter. I work with clay. I work with metal. I work with all kinds of mediums. And music to me just fits. I just understand that world. And so myself and ambient music, it's just a natural fit.
And when did you decide that you wanted to focus on electronic music? Because that's your main output, right?
Right, absolutely. It's my only output right now. And it's interesting because I've done so many different types of music throughout my career. You know, I started out, you know, when I was in my teens, I was really into playing in metal bands, you know, straight up just hardcore. I was the singer of a metal band. We put out a couple albums. It was really exciting. You know, so that's where I started. And then around my early 20s, I got really into the acoustic guitar, and I got really obsessed with playing acoustic guitar and like drop tunings, things like that. So I basically taught myself how to play, which eventually became my career later. And I've done all kinds of stuff. I sort of dabbled in electronic music back then, just sort of like, you know, playing in Reason 2.5 or whatever and just trying to throw stuff up on the screen. So it's always been in the back of my mind. And then it wasn't, you know, until later where I just all of a sudden all these elements started clicking to me and all these things started making sense. And I'm like, wow, I really should be doing ambient music. I've always loved ambient music ever since I was a teen. Even playing in the metal band, I'd be, you know, the only metalhead in the room, like secretly having, you know, Orb albums in his, you know, in his collection, who would just listen to those things at night, because that's, I love that kind of music. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know, you're familiar with the music of the Orb, but
of course,
Alex Peterson, you know, Orb's Adventures to the Ultra World, those albums back then. I mean, looking back in hindsight, they had a huge influence on me because I used to listen to those things over and over and over again. And I didn't even know how that ambient music was created. I didn't know how you made music like that, but I knew that I wanted to try and I knew I wanted to learn.
And I know that you're a guitarist, but why don't you use your guitar in your ambient music?
You know, it's an interesting question. Somebody asked me that question recently too, and we were talking about it. you know, I've tried to use my guitar in ambient music, but something about the way my music comes out and the way when I play guitar, those two things, I feel like I'm almost crossing over somehow, and those two worlds are colliding. And I don't feel like my music lends itself to having that element in it yet. And I'm sure maybe on later albums and later projects down the line, I probably will incorporate that music. You know, I'm really excited about technology the way it is. This company called Jam Origin just recently almost finalized their product called MIDI Guitar.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
So I was on the beta test team for that. And so I watched it grow from version 0.1, you know. And so, I mean, I was literally, it's a software a plugin which allows you just to put the output of your guitar, and it, you know, does all the algorithms for you, and you can play any soft synths with your guitar. And I think the future of, you know, music in that, I mean, that's almost a whole nother level of music right there, because it's given the accessibility of all these guitar players and instrumentalists, bass players, whatever. They can all of a sudden play different instruments with that instrument that they already know how to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really exciting, because I was playing Alchemy and all, you know, I'm just like playing my Alchemy since my guitar. I'm like, dude, this is what it's all about. I can't believe it. You know, and it's a trip, because you've trained yourself to play on a keyboard, and then all of a sudden you grab this guitar and you're like, whoa, B minor chord on a freaking Alchemy pad. It's just like, it's a totally different universe. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, when I just sort of have like more creative time, I can sit down with a guitar and actually put that in there, you know. And I envy people like, you know, my friend Ambient Sketchbook, Lee Gorman from Northern Ireland. His music, it's so ambient, but all he does is play guitar, you know. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love that sound. And he heavily processes it with effects. So hopefully down the line in the future, I'll do more stuff like that.
And what is your approach to making music? Without going into too much technical details, what are your go-to production techniques?
Well, you know, my main DAW of choice is Pro Tools. And a friend of mine turned me on to Pro Tools because he, you know, I used a Mac, but that's not the reason that I use Pro Tools. One of the reasons why I use Pro Tools is because I have an external software set known as Vienna Ensemble Pro. And that allows me to run all of my VSTs and audio units inside of Pro Tools. So essentially, it unlocks Pro Tools to host any sort of plugin you could ever imagine inside of Pro Tools, which is really exciting, because, I mean, you have the RTAS, you have the AAX, and then you have AU and VST. And it also offloads all the processing that would have been done in Pro Tools onto Vienna Pro. So, yeah, so I've got basically a zero latency environment that I can create in, which is super exciting. I use a lot of different software synthesizers. I usually start with Texture. I'm totally like swimming in that world of Texture when I start. You know, I love subtle movements, and I try to compose. I try to compose always in key, and I try to make something. I try to build a world around a certain idea, and it's sort of like I'm pulling from memories, I'm pulling from my own tastes, and then things just start happening. You know, the piece sort of starts to evolve, and I sort of hear different melodies and sort of play different melodies that are in my head that I hear over those single notes, and those single notes become more and more complex. Yeah, and I love textures. I'm just such a nut about textures. So, like, you know, so some of the things you hear in Branch in the Sky, they're like those, like the top layer, the external layer of some of those songs you'll hear are just like, they're kind of like almost robotic sounds or organic sounds. And that's really why I try to tie in my, you know, that name Signs of Life into the music that I make, because you're sort of like, the word organic, you know, you can hear different elements of like, you know, like from the environment, from the world around you, you can almost feel that. Like there's this, you know, I'm creating a world around the whole name and the whole concept behind the music.
Could you tell me a bit more about Branches in the Sky, about the central theme or the message that you were trying to convey?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Branches in the Sky, the whole idea behind it was, you know, we're all very in a sense. We're all spiritual people, you know, and those branches in the sky are sort of like, they're sort of like connections that we make to our higher self, you know? And so everybody has these branches and they're all kind of branching out. So when you look up, or when you just sort of imagine everyone having that connection, it's almost like a, it's almost like a tree, and then the roots are down here, but the branches all of a sudden go up, you know? And so it's sort of like a higher connection. And that's where I feel the music comes from, and how, where the music relates to, because when people listen to it, they get that experience of the music where they're, you know, they, their imagination starts running, and, you know, it sort of opens up that whole, you know, it opens up a new sort of like environment for thinking and thought and feeling. And so that's basically what the whole idea behind branches boils down to, is, you know, our connection with a, you know.
Who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Everyone who I come in contact with. And basically that's everyone who's in the ambient world right now. And it's just so awesome, because I'm not only a musician, I'm also a content creator. I'm a website moderator. I'm in the scene. I'm a podcaster. I'm all these things. And so there's so many different people who, I mean, ambient music today, and you should write this down, it is a revolution right now, and we are all a part of it. It is growing so fast, and, you know, there are so many people who are becoming interested and invested in this type of music, and the people who are making it, the people who are listening to it, we're all part of this ambient movement. Because every single day, I can get on SoundCloud, or I can get on Facebook, and I can discover a new artist that I've never heard of before. You know, and it's like, it's like we're all, it's all coming together. You know, we're all sharing these new ideas, and with the speed of information, with the speed of that music can be put up someplace. It's just, oh man, it's the most beautiful thing. So, you know, who inspires me, who influences me? It's everyone. If I start naming names, it would be like, the list would be, you know, 500 people long. I couldn't name everybody, you know? So if you follow me and you go to my page and you listen to the people that I shout out, those are the people that I'm talking about.
And what inspires you?
The main thing that inspires me is I'm sort of motivated I'm always questing for something higher and better and more than what I've already done. So I'm constantly, whenever I go back in, I'm constantly seeking out some new sound or some new way to say something musically that I haven't done before, and I don't think that'll ever change, because I mean, if you get bored and you get tired, it means you're going over the same thing over and over again, and maybe you're not even doing it from the right place. But if you never get bored and there's never an open door in front of you, then you're doing something wrong. You know, you've got to be constantly evolving yourself and constantly improving your process, because I mean, let's admit it, art is a process. It's not just something that happens sometimes. You have to go through certain steps to get there. So, you know, if you find yourself within that process, that's what art is. You know, and so that's how I keep inspired. Is I keep listening to other people, and I go back. Sometimes you need some time to sit back from it, but then sometimes you just feel it all come at once. And sometimes music comes easily, and sometimes it doesn't.
And what do you view as your biggest musical milestone?
You know, in my mind, some of those milestones I've already hit it, because I have people who are now listening to my music, and I'm sharing it, and it's like, it's all coming. It for me, this place that I'm always at the best place I've ever been. So it's like, I can't go backwards. You know, everything that comes to me, I'm so thankful for, you know, and everything that happens, and every new fan that I get, or, you know, new opportunity that I'm given, it's always like, awesome. You know, this is just so much more than I ever expected. I don't really have, you know, if I said that I had a milestone that I wanted to hit, It's just in my mind, and I want to get there someday, and I know I will get there someday, because if you have a goal in mind, you're going to set it, and you're going to do the necessary things to get to that goal, you know? You know, as some people's goals, I want to play in front of 60,000 people. Well, if you want to play in front of 60,000 people, you just got to start playing in front of 10 people, and then you'll eventually get to 6,000, and then 60,000 isn't that far off, you know? So it's like, okay, well, you know, These goals, my goals are pretty much humble. So if you stay humble and you stay true to your roots and you stay true to who you are, then and things will just come to you in time.
And what do you know now that you wish you knew when you started out?
Don't spend so much money on software.
Ain't that the truth?
Damn it. You know, it's like you could get, I mean, I talked to Amy's sketchbook the other night and he's like, you know what? I still use the same Yamaha keyboard that I got when I was 6. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I took that kind of metaphorically. I'm like, oh, damn, dude, you're right, dude. I mean, really, you just need like, you need a couple synths, you need a couple effects, and you need a DAW, and that's about it. You know? So if I could do it again, I'd probably spend less on software and spend more time just working with what I have. But, you know, all financial things aside, you know, it's like, gosh, I mean, any artist will tell you the art that they did a year ago or 2 years ago is shit compared to the art that they're doing now. But there's nothing wrong with that if you look at it like, well, I was in some place and then I got to another place. So you really have to sort of be accepting of yourself and say, well, you know, that's what I did and this is what happened. It's sort of like it's something you have to do in life too, because in life you sort of make mistakes along the way and then you look back at them and say, well, I wish I would have done that, you know? And so in essence, there's no one particular thing that I wish I had done differently, because I'm always happy with the place that I'm at, you know?
And what lies in the future for Signs of Life? Because by the sound of it, you're going for world domination.
I just want to make it to the Netherlands and play a live show over there with you at a festival. You know what I'm saying? You and me.
I will promote the shit out of that, man.
Oh, that'd be badass. No, but I mean, you see, I mean, dude, you follow Ultimate's page and like, oh, carbon-based life forms and solar fields playing in freaking Stockholm. And I'm like, dude, I want to go to that. I want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, you want to be there. You want to be with those people. So, you know, hopefully, I really, really hope that someday down the line, you know, I'll get myself a laptop and I'll get myself a plane ticket and I'll go over there, because, you know, in America, it's a different scene than it is over in Europe right now. And I know this just from looking out and seeing who's doing what and what's happening, you know, and I'd really love to, you know, have enough fans and have enough income with my music to be able to just fly over the pond and just show up at, you know, your crib or whatever and just play, you know what I'm saying? And just have people who are there and are waiting for me to play. And, you know, I've got my family with me and we're just like, all right, this is what was meant to be, you know? So hopefully in the future, I'll be able to play live shows and I'll be able to play in different spots around the world. That's really what I want to do. I want to take my music on the road. I want to travel and I want to meet people in person, because I've met so many people on the internet that I really want to express my thanks and express my gratitude in person to those people.
And it's quite attainable, you know, because every like, every play, every follow is one more step towards that goal.
Yeah. I agree. So I'm hopefully working towards that. As far as like musically, as far as that goes, I'm really happy because I've already released 2 albums this year. You know, Branches in the Sky was what I considered the perfect companion piece to my first album, Language of the Ancients. You know, and so those 2 albums sort of go together. So if you look at it like in a perspective, it's a 16 song long. It's a 16 song album. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for me right now, I think as soon as now that Branches in the Sky is out there, I'm sort of going to like take. I'm going to take a good long couple months, and when I'm ready to start composing again, which will probably be like tomorrow or something, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, all right, well, I really want to see where my music can go after Branches, you know, because now it's a chance for me to do another chapter. So I probably won't release another album until at least the fall or the winter. You know, I say that now, but it'll probably be September or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just, you know, I'll have the summer. So I'm going to see where, you know, how I become inspired over the summer. And, you know, I'm going to take it just one day at a time.
Anyone in particular that you want to express your gratitude towards?
The people I want to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank my wife, Jean. She has just been such a solid inspiration for me and my foundation through all of this. And without her support and without her love, I really don't think I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I wouldn't be in the place I am. So that being said, everything combined, it really means a lot to me to have her with me on this journey. The second person I want to thank my buddy Chris Burles, that's spelled CHRISBERLS, also known as Audio Phalanx. He's a producer down in LA, and you know, he's been with me all the way since the very beginning. Since we were teens, we've known each other for 20 years. And you know, we produced music together all along the way. We've never stopped producing together. And so he was the one who showed me Pro Tools. He showed me Reason. He basically guided me through my early career. And I don't think without his guidance, and without his inspiration and without his motivation, I could have been here today. So thank you to Chris. And I'd like to thank everybody on Ambient Online and all my friends on Twitter and all the people who supported me, you know, who are fans of my music, who put the word out there, who helped get the word out there. That is just icing on the cake for me. I mean, the whole journey, it would have been something by myself, but then all of a sudden all these people decided to hop on board. And so that feeling that I get when I wake up in the morning and I see all these messages and I see that people have been talking and stuff like that, it's so exciting. And that's really what drives me every single day, is, you know, like waking up first thing and you just see that the network is still churning and there's still people talking about it and there's still people doing it, and you know, it just never stops. And so, you know, that in itself, thank you to everybody. And thank you to you, Chris Anderson, for doing this interview. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
If you want to know more about Signs of Life, you can look him up on SoundCloud. That's Signs of Life with two ones instead of the I's. And if you want to know more about his community, check out ambientonline.com. And you can also get his new album, Branches in the Sky, from his Bandcamp. Well, that was enough for me, and I'll speak to you next time.